Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another short little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this. Thank you to Quantum Hypno for sponsoring this. Link below. And shall we chat a little bit about a story that I saw in the Scottish press today, which should concern us all. And the headline is, get this, most Scots have no religion. Census. And this is a brand new story. The majority of people in Scotland say they have no religion, according to the latest figures from the 2022 census. It's the first time that the total number who responded no religion, 51.1%, was higher than those with a religion. Now, other parts of the UK have also seen an increase in no religion, but the latest figure for England and Wales, for example, at 37%, is much lower than Scotland at 51.1%. The Church of Scotland remains the largest religious group, but its numbers have halved since 2001, from 42% down to just 20%. The next largest religious groups were Roman Catholics at 13%, other Christians at 5%, and Muslims at, 2%. The number of people who describe themselves as Roman Catholics has decreased by over 117,000 since 2011, and those who said they were Muslims increased by 43,000 over the same period. The people, and get this is the important bit really, the percentage of people who say they've got no religion has gone up from 36% in 2011 to now 51%. Yeah. And if you wondered why, and I just thought I should share this as well with you guys, if you wonder why the Church of Scotland's doing so very, very, very badly, well, I'll give you an example of why the Church of Scotland is doing so badly. This is a tweet that they put out yesterday. Transgender people are made in the image of God, worthy of our respect and love, and part of the Church of Scotland. Transgender people, they're part of the Church of Scotland. Well, I actually, what they then did was they turned off replies so no one could respond to them. However, I did ask him, because I know you'd want me to. I said, I see replies are turned off. Pity. As I wanted to ask them if they are familiar with this verse from the Bible. And this is from Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5. Get this. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. It appears that the Church of Scotland knows better than the Bible. And that's, of course, why its population is absolutely hemorrhaging. Its churches must sit half empty now most of the time. But think of the bigger picture here. The bigger picture is in Scotland, which is, you know, where religion has featured very, very prominently and, caused all kinds of issues over religion as well. It's now a country where most people don't have any religion at all. Any faith, I assume, can be extrapolated from that. And I think that's symptomatic of the times in which we live. You know, the Bible talks about what happens in the last days. And in the last days, people, they stop following Christ and they start following everything and anything. And that's pretty much what's happening, I think, across the whole of the UK. But it's particularly sad to see it happen in Scotland. Now, I don't have the figure for Northern Ireland. I would be surprised if it's anything like that. But it's going to be the same trend as well. You know, people have chosen to basically close their eyes and put their fingers in their ears. And they know better. And believe you me, that this does not end well. It really doesn't end well at all. But the truth of the matter is that Scotland is now essentially a non-religious country, which is, if you let that sink in, it is quite shocking. Now, this is the census, so you could argue around the precise accuracy of it, but it's got to be, broadly speaking, you know, roughly true, I suspect. And so we have in this key constituent of the UK, essentially a non-religious country, which makes begs the question, for how much longer can religion even play a role part in Scotland? I mean, the Church of Scotland's numbers have halved over the period I mentioned. You know, their numbers have gone right back. So what if that trend continues? So could we get to the point where there really is virtually no religion? I mean, the Church of Scotland, they've gone from 42% to 20% in what, 22 years? So give it another 22 years. So we get till about 2040, something like that. And at that point, the largest church in Scotland won't really have anybody in it. So at that point, from a Christian point of view anyway, Scotland ceases to be a Christian country. What do you think about that?